Hello. In Philippians chapter 2, where we've been studying, we've taken a look at imitating Christ's humility. We've seen how Jesus poured himself out, taking on the nature of a servant. And we understand that that is something that we should also do. As Paul continues to teach in his letter, he offers Timothy as an example. Beginning in verse 19 of chapter 2, I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me. And I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon. In offering Timothy as an example, Paul points out a few things. He says, I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. This indicates that the role of being a servant in Christ is perhaps difficult, that we don't want to be servants. We have to find the desire within ourselves through Christ to serve others. If it was natural and if it were easy, then there would be others like him, but there aren't others like him. And what separates him from the others? It says, for everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. In the end, a true disciple trusts God with his future and lets go of his own personal interests. Knowing that God provides, knowing that God protects, a true servant of Jesus Christ puts aside pushing for his own kingdom and exchanges that for serving the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the interest of Jesus Christ. And what is Jesus' interest? That we love the Lord our God with all our heart and our neighbor as ourselves. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And so we are called to lay down our own selfish interests and be in service of those around us. Be in service and in community with the body of believers, even though others may be selfish, even though others may be looking out for their own interests. We are being called to serve others, to love others. And so Timothy is set aside in this, and Timothy has proved himself because he joins with Paul in the work of the gospel, the work of the good news that Jesus has been here as a representative of his Father, here in the flesh among us, that he has died as a substitutionary atonement for our shortcomings, that he rose from the dead, proving his power over death, and that if we will join with him, we also will have eternal life. This is the good news of the gospel. And we, as servants of the gospel, have to strive to grow in Christ, imitate his humility, put aside our selfish interests, and begin to look for opportunities to serve others with a pure heart. This week, let's look for opportunities to serve others. Let's look for opportunities to seek forgiveness, to offer forgiveness, to seek reconciliation, to help others in need, to give our talents in service of our local church and our body of worshipers. If we want to imitate Christ, Timothy is a good example. We put aside our own desires, we take up the interests of Jesus Christ, and we serve with a whole heart. Have a wonderful Sunday.